no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Okay, I am a vicious criminal, but I'm going to stop next week, I promise. Hello, folks, and welcome to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host. And Housing Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, home buying facts, along with community reports and events information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. There's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you are ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. Toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, Bruce Lewis, chairman of the Black Chamber of Commerce, joins us. They provide amazing services for their members, which equates to better service for you. You'll know why in about 5 minutes. Then real estate news, the bottom of the hour with our effervescent host, Steve Cody. The headlines are on their way. After the news, Betty Borges joins us. She'll tell us how to remove mold from your tiled home, and you don't even need a doctor's note. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then, our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He'll tell you how to increase the value of your home by planting better grass. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. Plus, we have a special child ID report from the Jupiter Jubilee going on right now until 5 o'clock up at the Jupiter Community Center on Military Trail. This is their 13th year they've hosted the Jubilee. And as promised, South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
The headlines today, according to a Realty Track report released this week, 87% of U.S. buyers qualify for some kind of down payment assistance. Yeah, 87%. But wait, there's more. In Florida, the percentage of qualifying buyers goes as high as 97% of people eligible for down payment assistance when buying a new home. Makes you think, doesn't it? The Standard & Poor's is paying about $1.3 billion to settle a government allegation that it knowingly inflated its ratings of risky mortgage investments that helped to trigger the financial crisis. We'll have details for you. There are only 8 days left in the open enrollment period for individuals to get health insurance through healthcare.gov for coverage in 2015. And thus far, more South Floridians have taken advantage of the system than any metropolitan area in the country. When it comes to mortgages, experience apparently is not always the best teacher. Recent findings by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, which oversees mortgages and credit cards and that sort of thing, says that almost half of U.S. buyers don't shop for mortgages. The biggest investment in your life, and you're not shopping for them? Also in the news, the number of zombie homes in South Florida has dropped from a year ago. Distressed properties are zombie homes. We'll have details on that. We are still way near the top on that. And finally, police profiling. It's been about national origin or age or race or ethnicity. We have a story for you about a guy who was profiled because he was too darn happy.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with this show.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. He did end up in jail.
Oh,
details at the bottom of the hour.
Good place. Well, when we return, Bruce Lewis joins us with some exciting news about Palm Beach County's Black Chamber of Commerce. Hey, did you know that Jack Johnson became the first African-American to hold the world heavyweight boxing title? He did that in 1908 and held on till 1915.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back?
Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. I have a little message for you. If you're tired of paying rent and you want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, February the 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. And there is a class tomorrow in Miami at the Kendall office, February the 8th. Their registration starts at 12:30, and the class starts at 1 and winds up at 7. And you know there's a little dinner and some beverages involved there. And if you didn't register, don't worry. You may pay at the door, as they say. You know, folks, these classes fill up quick, and they're very limited. So if you're looking to buy a home and you're a first-time homebuyer, this is the place you need to go. Call the good folks at Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224 gets the job done. This is the first-time homebuyer workshop, and it's mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And just to let you know, a first-time homebuyer is defined by HUD as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. You could have been a homeowner for 10 years, and you go 3 years without owning a home, and Reach says, HUD says that you're a first-time homebuyer all over again. Now, there is a $49 fee for this class, but it does include some beverages and some food. Okay, you don't want to miss out on that, and all the classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. All right, our first guest is the chairman of the Black Chamber of Commerce in Palm Beach County. They say that the Black Chamber connects businesses and owners to the community for the purposes of betterment, right? Nothing wrong with that. Bruce Lewis, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Well, thank you.
Hey, glad to have you here. So what is the Black Chamber? Why is that different from the Hispanic Chamber or the, I don't know what other chambers? We got a whole bunch of different chambers, right?
There's really no difference with regards to the broad focus and purpose of each. I think it's good to have the diversity in the different types of chambers in the county. And it makes for a more powerful presence in the community as it comes to policy change and internet networking with them as well.
Right. So. Well, yeah, it's a group with a singular purpose. So and it's the betterment of business. And I'm sorry, I have to use this word, capitalism. You know, a lot of people don't they shy from that word nowadays. We don't. We love it. Capitalism's what made us great. And that's what you're all about, right?
I think so, yeah. We want to serve as advocates for the African-American-owned companies in the county, as well as small business and other minority companies in the county. So you don't have to be a black-owned business to be a member of our chamber.
Well, that was my next question. Yeah, they said the same. We had the Hispanic Chamber on a couple of weeks ago, and we said the same thing. Do you have to be Hispanic? No, you just have to be a person that's interested in business.
That's right.
So you get into the right group. What do they say? It's not what you know, it's who you know. Is that?
That's pretty much it. That's a universal. That's a universal term, and the universal category mm-hmm. is capital green.
Yeah. Thank you. That's about the only color we see, right? How many members do you have in the chamber right now?
We're approaching 300 now, and on a very steady learning curve. We've just gone through a reorganization, both in our internal operations and external communications. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very exciting time for us.
How many businesses are there? I'm putting you on the spot with this question. How many businesses are there in Palm Beach County?
I believe there's 24,000, somewhere around 24,000, 25,000.
So you have a little more work to do, right?
Well, we got a lot of work to do on that standard.
Yeah, from 300 up to 24,000. No, but it's all good, and everybody knows that you know, if you have problems with anyone, the first person you call is the Chamber of Commerce. because they get things done. You have a problem with a business in your community, call the Chamber of Commerce. And they'll, is that, am I stating that right?
Well, that's a part of my life now. So, yeah, they call me on my office line. They'll call me on my cell phone. But, you know, indeed, it's a, it puts you in a position so you can help direct people in the right direction or lend your assistance. So
right. And let's give out your website there. It's www.blackchamberpbc.com. PBC, obviously, Palm Beach County. So www.blackchamberpbc.com. Or actually, you can call Bruce at the number 561-833-8080. And that will get you connected up to them. So what do you guys, do you have a community platform? I mean, what does it consist of?
Yeah, we have a community platform that involves a strategic plan. And the main reason for that strategic plan and platform is to advance the prosperity level of minority and black-owned businesses in Palm Beach County. And so that's the very broad platform that we have. We also have an ongoing platform, and that is to raise funds for the Black Chamber, because the stronger the chamber is, the more benefits we can offer, the more of a voice that we'll have in the community, and we'll be in a much better financial position, along with economic development for our businesses as well. And that goes for businesses in general, but in particular, we focus on our membership.
Hmm. And do you have monthly meetings, or do you weekly, biweekly?
I wish there were just monthly meetings, but I'm quite involved. So we have a monthly board meeting. I sit on a couple different committees. Right now we're in the middle of our fundraising for our annual event, so I'm involved with that. So it takes up a little bit of my time.
Oh, you think? Hey, you know, I read your bio, and you're a genius.
Can you repeat that?
Mom, he's a genius. How is that? No, you were in a semiconductor business, right? You're an engineer. Yeah.
Yes, yes. By formal education and professional business experience. Yes, I've worked in the semiconductor industry for 18 years or so,
right.
And head of R&D for RCA Florida. That's what brought me to Florida in the first place.
You didn't invent the apple, you ate it, right?
Pretty much.
So how does that experience carry over into the chamber experience?
Well,
it really
doesn't. I mean, there's a connection between, I guess I've been called a technical engineer to a social engineer. And so in the operation of my business, engineering is a lot of systematic things that go on. And so that is true in business when you set up your infrastructure. So I see those skills being transferred.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know how to organize, you know how to design, exactly. You know how to build, and you just take those electronic skills and move it into the social skills. How's it working?
It's working pretty good, probably working too good.
My
phone won't stop ringing.
I told you were a genius. You just wouldn't listen. Well, it must be a lot of fun. You meet a lot of people, and do you also help in the startup? If a business person says, "Hey, I need help because I'm just starting. I don't know what to do." What do you do there?
Yeah, both with the chamber and my business, I have an open door policy, and I extend that to the chamber. And by that I mean people can come in and see me, get an hour, no matter whether they're a member or not. I give them one free hour consultation, but I give them a homework assignment. And then if they come back, you come back with that homework assignment completed, you get another hour with me. And so from startups to businesses that are 3 to 5 years, in the making, mm-hmm. Or even those who are very seasoned, we all have problems, we all have issues. So.
Sure.
I lend myself in that regard as well.
Yeah, no, there's guys around like from SCORE, I think it is.
Yes.
That will help the business people. Mm-hmm. You do that too, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you're thinking of starting up a business, you need a little help, I would certainly jump right on the phone. 561-833-8080, 8080. How cool is that, right? That would be the number for Bruce Lewis. And, again, the website, it's www.blackchamberpbc.com. Bruce, we're going to take a little break. You don't mind hanging on through the break, do you?
Not at all.
It won't hurt, I promise.
I'm having fun.
Okay, there you go. When we return, Bruce Lewis takes a closer look at the future of business in Palm Beach County. Hey, did you know that Hiram Rhodes Revel was the first African-American ever elected to the United States Senate? He represented the great state of Mississippi from February 1870 to March 1871. Wow.
I know ways to roam. Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. We've been speaking with Bruce Lewis. He is the chairman of the board for the Black Chamber of Commerce in Palm Beach County. Their website, once again, is www.blackchamberpbc.com. Bruce Lewis, thanks for hanging through the break there.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that wasn't too hard, was it?
No, we had fun in between the break.
No, we're not supposed to tell people that. Yeah. Folks, you should join the party and come on down to the studio. We have enough room for at least, what, 3 more people in here? We could get that done easy enough. All right, now let's get back to the Chamber's mission there. What do you have on the plate for 2015?
Well, you know, just generally speaking, 2015 is going to be an exciting year for all businesses in Palm Beach County, and in particular for minority, women-owned, and African-American-owned companies by way of the Palm Beach County Disparity Study, which is a study that has been commissioned to find out whether there's been any discriminatory practices in the award of contracts to these types of businesses. So that will change the playing field a little bit. Hopefully there'll be some recommendations that will come out that will strengthen the ordinance that's in place right now, offer a little bit more inclusionary measures, provide a little bit more opportunity, and our businesses here in Palm Beach County can prosper.
Perfect. You know Vince Larkin?
Yes,
you
I do.
Know him?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you have any problems with that discrimination stuff, get a hold of him. He'll take care. He's a great guy. He's going to be on the show on the 28th. Yeah,
yeah,
in
he's
2 weeks.
A good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. So, yeah, you have a couple of events. You know what? Before we get to that, let's talk about you a little bit. You know, you're a successful guy. You've been on top of the rock here, I guess. What's your secret?
I'm crazy.
I love it. You fit right in here. Now, actually, what would your advice be to an aspiring entrepreneur, somebody just starting out and really wanting to climb the ropes? You've done it.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times, and I've done it with 37 businesses who've either started. I continue to be a mentor to them. So the basic things that I try to tell someone right out of the gate is that, first of all, there's one thing I'll never know about you until enough appreciable time goes by, and that is if you have the entrepreneurial spirit. The true entrepreneurial spirit requires you to be persistent, requires you to follow through, requires you to believe in yourself. So if you don't have that, you're going to go out of business no matter what your business model is.
Right.
Second thing is, the most important thing is to have your internal due diligence in order, your infrastructure, your operations, your marketing plan, your business plan. Have all those documents in order. And the third thing is follow through.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't follow through, you can't go to the bank.
That's right. Well, we used to say if you got stinking thinking, you need a checkup from the neck up.
There you go.
And you're right. It's all about the attitude. And if you don't have your mind set in the right direction, you're just going to be wandering around. And you've done that. You think it was the education that did that for you, or life experience?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. My life experience was a very good one because my parents were educators, and so education was you know, I had no choice there.
So you have, let me see your hands. Oh, yeah, you got marks across it. You got by the ruler, didn't you?
A few times. And a couple other places, actually. So, you know, and so that certainly helped ground me. And I've always been a curious guy from a kid. So I always like to tear things down, see how they work, and put them back together. Of course, that didn't work out too good. But the desire to do that, you know, was certainly there.
Are you trying to tell me that your dad's TV didn't work quite as good?
No, I got a whooping for that one, too. not across the knuckles.
But you're right, though. Being curious is a very important factor. You know, just wanting to know how it works, what it does, why does it do what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And that will launch your career for you.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right, you've got an event coming up the 21st of February, I believe. Tell me about that.
Yes, that's our annual fundraiser called the Ascension Awards, and that's it's going to be for the first time an evening event. It used to be a luncheon event, and we found that the networking, you couldn't stop people from networking. We had a two-hour window to get it done, so we always ran over.
Sure.
So we're doing an evening event this time where we have some things going on, silent auction, and we'll have a lot of time to network. But we honor about seven different categories of business for excellence and their contribution to the community. So it's going to be a good time.
All right. If somebody wants to go to that, the best thing to do is pick up the phone and call 561-833-8080 and inquire about the event. What about the safety fair?
The safety fair is something that we do in collaboration with a couple of different organizations. And really, that's a part of our strategic plan is if you're not a healthy person, you can't help yourself, nor can you help anybody else. And if you're an unhealthy business owner, you can't go to the bank too often. So health we know is important, and healthy lifestyle living is important. So we partner with some community organizations to put that on.
Now, let me see if I have that. That starts from 10 a.m. and stops at 2, February 21st, at the Martin Luther King Memorial in Curry Park, right? That's 2400 North Flagler Drive. Again, if you want more information about that, you could go to the website. There's a little calendar thing up in the right-hand corner, and that's www.blackchamberpbc.com, or you could call Bruce at 561-833-8080. That's pretty simple. What's the safety fair? What are you going to have, doctors there and things like that?
Yeah, that safety fair will entail a lot of baseline, you know, checks on an individual, get some advice about how to be more safe, how to live a safe life, how to live a healthy life. And a person could walk away with a wealth of information, might even extend your life expectancy.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So they do the blood pressure thing and all that, and then they take away the bottle of Jack Daniels and say, don't do that anymore.
You got the general idea.
Darn. All right, we should go anyway, right? It sounds like that'll be a lot of fun. We should take advantage of that. Listen, thanks for coming on the show. It's been very interesting. You're an enlightening guy. I love talking to smart people. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you here.
Yeah.
All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Betty Borges explains how mole grows in your grout. No doubt, we need to get out the grout. So wait until you hear what she does. That'll be cool. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment will show you how a greener lawn may increase the value of your home. Carlton Thompson is on deck. And finally, Mike Gambarotti joins us live from the Jubilee. Let's get that again. Jupiter Jubilee. Try and say that 500 times real fast. Mike is the district chairman for the Child ID program, and he will explain everything in about 20 minutes. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, brighter than a Melrose rocket on a moonlit night, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Wait a minute. I'm writing down the word jambalee. That should be trademarked. That's great. That is a great word.
Actually, you know, it is. If you had music and groups, a jamboree would be a better route.
Okay, on with the news.
Okay.
According to a Realty Track report that was released this past week, 87% of U.S. buyers qualify for some kind of down payment assistance if they know where to look. In Florida, believe it or not, the percentage of qualifying buyers goes as high as 97% in some areas. However, the percentage of qualifying homeowners is only one part of the puzzle. Historically, low homeownership rates across every age group have led to a public policy push to lower the barrier to homeowners through down payments as low as 3%. But the fact is, that barrier to homeownership is often much lower than 3% for borrowers who take advantage of one of the myriad of down payment help programs available across the country. So, if coming up with big bucks for a down payment and closing costs is stopping you from becoming a homeowner, this is definitely something worth looking into, and the Housing Hefe is going to give you a phone number to call where you can learn all about down payment assistance. The number of zombie homes in South Florida has dropped from a year ago, though distressed properties still make up a sizable part of the region's foreclosure market. At the end of January, Palm Beach County had 2,570 zombie homes. That's the name they give to vacant homes that are in the foreclosure process. That compares with 4,300 in the same period a year ago, according to RealtyTrack. Now, vacant homes and foreclosures are a drag on the housing recovery. They're bad for the neighborhood. They're bad for the banks. While many vacant homes ultimately were repossessed and resold to hedge funds and other buyers, there's still strong demand for those that remain in the pipeline. A 2013 MacArthur Foundation survey found that more than 70% of renters hope to be homeowners one day. However, with wages stagnant in recent years, would-be buyers have had to get creative in achieving that dream. Co-buying between relatives or friends is one emerging trend. A recent Pew Research poll found that 57 million Americans, or about 18% of the population, live in multi-generational households versus 28 million back in 1980. The trend makes a lot of sense for both the older and the younger generation, according to Charlie Young. He's the president and CEO of ERA Real Estate. He says we're getting a baby boomer generation that is aging and wanting to downsize. At the same time, millennials might not have saved enough money because we're post-recession, and they don't have the money for a down payment. Therefore, they move in together. Interest rates, by the way, are very, very good. Another way to afford homeownership is to get some of that down payment assistance we talked about. FHA loans in particular enable buyers to qualify with as little as 3% down, and as we mentioned, there's all kinds of help out there for you. There are only 8 days left in the open enrollment period for individuals to get health insurance through healthcare.gov. More South Floridians have taken advantage of the system than any major metropolitan region in the country using the healthcare.gov platform. As of January 30th, 637,000 people in the Miami-Dade, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach area have selected health care plans, according to the release. Across the U.S., South Florida is followed only by Atlanta and Dallas, in the number of people who have used healthcare.gov to sign up. When it comes to mortgages, experience apparently is not always the best teacher. Recent findings by the Federal Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, which oversees mortgages and credit cards, among other things, shows that almost half of U.S. borrowers don't shop around for loans. Now, given that 7 million houses have been lost to foreclosure since 2004, according to real estate data from CoreLogic, the fact that consumers spend more time shopping for cars than for a 30-year commitment to a home loan is pretty surprising to a lot of observers. They say their clients do their research on their own. Not always a good idea. Speaking of mortgage, average long-term mortgage rates fell this week again, resuming their downward trend. Mortgage company Freddie Mac said that the nationwide average for a 30-year mortgage declined to 3.59%. It was 3.66% last year. The Obama administration said this week it's pushing back by 1 year its goal for ending chronic homelessness among the general public. The administration had set a goal of ending chronic homelessness for 2016, but HUD officials said that during budget briefings that goal had to be pushed back because of a lack of money. They still are, though, doubling down on their commitment to take care of homeless veterans. And finally, police profiling based on national origin or age or race or ethnicity, that is so 2014. That's over. Apparently, the new trend is profiling seemingly happy people. A deputy reportedly saw Stephen MacArthur walking westbound on 57th Avenue in Bradenton, appearing happy. He had a bounce in his step, he was swinging his arms, and he was singing. Deputies approached him. He gave his brother his personal information instead of his own because he thought he might have a warrant. While the deputy searched MacArthur and found out that he had cocaine in his pocket.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said he bought
That's why he was happy.
Bought the cocaine for $60 and used his brother's information. because he thought there might be a warrant out on him. MacArthur was released from Manatee County Jail on a $1,500 bond, and this is all according to the Manatee County Sheriff's website. So if you're walking down the street and feeling extremely happy, you just might be a suspect.
Oh, don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. Oh, you knew that was. Hey, you know, I wanted to mention something earlier in the headlines. You talked about deadline for the
healthcare
deal. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, folks, let me tell you something. Sign up for that right away.
Mm-hmm.
I skipped a year because I didn't think I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I go to sign up for it, I have to pay an additional $8, not a big deal, but $8.40 a month, every month, for the rest of my life, because I didn't enroll in the first opportunity that they have. If I'd have waited two or three more years to enroll, they'd be charging me $24, $25 a month.
And if you make less than $60,000 a year, you can save a bundle.
Oh, well, I can't do that. So
I'm talking to the folks at home, not you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because I don't save bundles. I have no room in the garage. Okay, let's move right into our next guest. She is an expert in the grout industry. Betty Borges has started her own franchise, and it's called The Grout Medic. And how cool is that? She takes care of her own business, been doing that since 2014, but she has been in the construction business for more than 12 years. And Betty, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in on a Saturday. There's a lot better things to be doing than sitting here, right?
Especially in beautiful South Florida.
You know, we say that, but really, this is the coolest place in town. We have more fun here than we're allowed to, but we do that. So tell me a little bit about the Grout Medic. How does that work?
Well, we are a green company, and we use green technology to clean tile and grout.
Mm-hmm.
It is a vapor system that we use with a small nozzle about the size of a nickel, and anything that's living or existing in that grout line that's going to come out, we will get it out.
Well, you told me earlier that mole grows inside of grout. How does that happen?
Well, that's mostly in showers,
right,
or in places that are in dark, moist areas like showers.
Right, right.
And people don't realize, a small known fact is that most of those problems are really because of poor ventilation in showers.
Mm. But how does it grow down into the grout? I mean, it's not. Is it porous, I guess?
Grout is a porous substance.
Ah, okay.
There is several kinds of grout. There is a sanded grout and an unsanded grout, and that depends upon the grout line. If the grout line is about 1/8 of an inch or smaller, you're looking into unsanded grout, which is still porous. And then if you have larger grout lines, you have sanded grout, which is also porous. So all those pores feed into dirt, mold, and,
right,
and all kinds of yucky stuff to get in there and live in there.
Okay, can that make me sick, or do I care that it's there or not?
Well, I suppose it could make you sick. I mean, what if you have pets and they're going inside and outside and,
right,
stepping on who knows what, or even your shoes? You,
right,
know, you're going in and out. So that's why the Grout Medic recommends having your grout sealed.
Ah, okay. So then it's not porous anymore, so it can't get in. Well, what if mold is already in the grout? What do I have to do to get rid of that?
Well, if mold is already in the grout, then it definitely needs to be cleaned. And depending on the severity of the mold, it may have to be regrouted as well. But mostly, if you catch it on time, it could be cleaned, it could be sealed, and you could even change the color of your grout.
You know, I was just going to say, I noticed that there are many different colors of grout. You know, my brother is in the tile business, and he told me that if you know, some people, they do their bathroom, and then they have a blue stripe going around the tile there.
Right, a decoration.
Yeah, he said, you know, you'll love that for the first year, maybe two. He says, then the third, fourth, and fifth year, you'll be pulling your hair out going, I can only put a blue curtain because I have a blue thing, and you have to retile the whole thing if you want to change that.
You don't have to retile anymore. You could just
regrout,
reseal. You could just reseal right on top of it, regrout, you know, what have you, whatever the choice is. And we save people a lot of money by, you know, redoing their bathrooms.
Does that take you out of commission for a long time? I know when we did my shower, it was down for a week and a half.
Absolutely not.
No.
It's usually about 24 hours that we do the work, and then 24 hours after the work that I rather people not use a shower so that everything gets cured correctly.
Okay. So if you want to find out a little bit more about grout, I'm going to tell you, I'll give you the number several times here, but just so you can get ready to write this down, the phone number for Betty Borges is 866-99-GROUT, G-R-O-U-T. How hard is that? 866-99-947-688, I think is what that equates to. So I would just stick with 866-99-GROUT. And you can also check out the website at thegroutmedic.com. Make sure you put the in there, thegroutmedic.com. So is this an expensive ordeal? I mean, am I going to have to pay another $1,300 to have my shower redone? Or
absolutely not. It would be a fraction of the $1,300 that you paid.
Okay, how much of a fraction? Are you talking $300 or $400, something like that?
Yeah, you know, that's a good base. It depends on what work needs to be done. It depends how big of the showers. You know, some of these people have huge showers, or how tall they are. So, and you know, it depends on what needs to be done.
Right.
But that's a good, you know, between the $300 to $500 base.
Yeah. Well, this is something you don't, if you let it go, it gets worse.
Absolutely.
And then if it, now check me on this, you're the expert, I'm not, I'm imagining, if it just gets worse and worse, it's going to get to the point where you can't clean it out. Now you got to tear out the grout and redo it, right?
Right.
So when you see, what do you look for when you see that?
You look for, well, first of all, there's two components to that. The first component is if you're getting mold and you're cleaning it and it keeps getting black and moldy again over and over, and if your walls are seeping in, then you definitely might even have a bigger problem of water damage. Mm. You know, the whole purpose of grout and caulking in your showers is to hold the water out of the green boards of the interior walls. So if there is water penetrating through your grout or through your caulking, then you could potentially look into water damage, which then you're looking into a lot of money.
Yeah, so, probably a little bit more than $1,400.
Yes, without a doubt. So it's important to, you know, to do your homeowner maintenance to keep up with the caulking. And if your caulking is cracking down the corners and alongside the tub or alongside the floor of the shower, it's a simple fix. It's you know, just a day work.
Is the bathroom the only place I need to be concerned? How about the kitchen area, or I have tile on the countertops and things like that?
We could do vanities. We could do kitchen countertops. And kitchen countertops, I want to talk about a little bit, is, you know, the re-caulking of that or having broken caulk. Then you know what? You're going to get little sugar ants. We all love those ants.
Oh, yeah.
So if those crevices are covered with caulking or silicone or what have you, depending on what kind of countertop surface you have, you could certainly help prevent the sugar ants coming in. I'm not saying that, you know, you're not going to have sugar ants, but that certainly will help. And it'll be clean. You're not having water, especially right behind your faucet. That's a terrible place. All the time, you know, you have to be re-caulking there because it gets constant use of water.
And the ants come from water.
And you know what? Then that's another place water could seep into the back of your counters and into your drywall.
And then comes more damage, more money.
Exactly.
All right. So you got the message, folks. 866-99-GROUT, the Grout Medic. Betty Borges will come out and take care of you, seal your home up, make you feel a lot better. Thanks a lot for coming on the show today. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You bet. We'll do it again. I promise. Okay. Well, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number is 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. This property is located in Pahokee, Florida. Remember the house over in Pahokee there that's so close to the lake you can go fishing? This is it, 277 Parkview Court, Pahokee, Florida. 33476 is the zip code. It's a beautiful single-family home, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It has been totally redone and renovated. The bonus room has and there's a carport that's been freshly painted. It's got new floors, beautiful granite countertops for the kitchen, and wood cabinets. If you're ready to look at this property, it's ready for you to move into. And especially, like I said, if you're a fisherman, you like to fish, this property is within casting distance from the east side of Lake Okeechobee. It's about 9 miles north of Belleglade, and it's ready to be your new home. You can Google Maps the location and see for yourself. 277 7 Park View Court in Pahokee, Florida. And Google loves that zip code 33476. And that'll get you a little closer look at the 3-bedroom, 2-full-bath home that's ready for you. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us this Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Hat tip to the guys who get up earlier than the sunrise to prepare breakfast. That'll be tomorrow morning over at the Bicota Masonic Lodge at 421 Jennings Avenue in Green Acres. The breakfast starts at 8. It wraps up at around 11. All you can eat for $5. And, of course, the charity is where the money goes to. So eggs, biscuits and gravy, sausage, and, of course, the ever-popular pancakes. Check that out. 421 Jennings Ave in Green Acres, Florida, Sunday morning from 8 to 11. You can also check out our website at the show, reachradioshow.com. Take a look at the past shows or take a look at this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. That's there.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak here with some money-making ideas. Carlton, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show.
How are we doing this weekend now?
Well, I guess it's a good weekend. Everybody seems to be happy. I hope we don't get arrested for being too happy. I don't know if I don't know if you heard the news piece.
Who knows?
Say what?
Today's day and age, who knows?
Well, no, it happened. I don't know if you caught our news story. Steve was talking about a guy who's walking down a street whistling and happy, and a cop stopped him. I guess he was too happy. I guess that cocaine in his pocket probably didn't help any. But anyway, let's move into how we can make some money growing grass. How do we do that?
Don't call the police.
Oh, no, I don't mean that kind of grass, my friend. I'm talking about the turf, the stuff that lays down in front of your house. You know, I know the greener your grass is, the better the house sells. And someone in the studio here said earlier that they actually used to take some green paint and spray or dye or something and spray the grass before they showed the home to make it look better. So we don't want to do that. What's the right way to do that?
Just start now. If you're thinking about selling, just start now. Get on a good fertilizer program and just stick to it. I mean, the grass will take care of itself if you take care of it.
So you're trying to tell me that grass is not hard to grow?
Nope.
Pretty easy? Well,
it really is. Just keep it on a consistent program. And all the fertilizers that are in Florida are all slow release. It's the law. So as far as homeowners, they can't get anything that's not slow release. So it'll just keep feeding and keep greening.
All right. So now we have sod. What's the kind of grass that they grow on golf courses? You don't want to play with that around your house, do you?
No. You don't want to get into that. That's Bermuda. That's going to be a headache for you.
Bermuda grass. You have to keep on that like every day, right?
Yeah.
But it sure does make the lawn look great.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you got time, do it.
Okay.
It'll cost you about 6 times as much to take care of your lawn a year, but it'll look good.
Wow. Okay. So that's the hardest to manage. What would be the easiest? Is it like St. Augustine sod, I think, is what they call it?
Yeah. St. Augustine sod's probably going to be the easiest. Zoysia is a real nice lawn. It takes a long time for it to establish, though. I mean, if you're just trying to spruce something up, your biggest thing for the buck is going to be St. Augustine. But shop it around, though.
Right.
I mean, most companies and just put it down green side up, but you know, some are going to charge less.
But St. Augustine grass is St. Augustine grass. It's pretty much the same price wherever you go. It's just how they install it. Is that the difference?
Well, you might be able to find, you know, somebody doing it for a few cents cheaper.
Right.
And you know, if you got 8 or 10,000 square feet, you know, a few cents a square foot starts to add up real quick.
And what about watering that grass?
Well, you're going to have to pay a little bit of a water bill because you're going to have to water it for about 30 days.
That's a St. Augustine sod, right?
Yeah, well, it's any sod, really.
Right. Okay. And any special kind of fertilizers that we should be looking for?
24-211 is good. It's nice, slow release. 22-10, I mean, you stop in at a John Deere Landscapes in your local area, you'll get all the advice you need.
There you go. I was just going to say that. JohnDeereLandscapes.com would be the best place to go take a look and see if we if they're growing any grass over there.
Yeah, you know, they got all the good ideas over there and the good stuff. So.
Right, and exactly, and like we said, the main reason for this segment was if you want to, you know, we kept talking about staging your home for the inside, and then last week or so we talked about getting the plants in order and everything, and now it's time to get your lawn in order because that will increase the value of your home.
Right.
All right, cool beans. All right, we'll take that into advice there, Captain. You're the one. You know it all.
I don't know about that.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Thanks for spending your time with us.
Thank you.
All right. When we return, Mike Gamberati joins us live from the Jupiter Jubilee with a child ID report. Did you know in 1940, Haiti McDaniels was the first African-American performer to win an Academy Award? It was for her portrayal in Gone with the Wind.
Got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase are wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. We're having more fun here today. We've got some great guests on the show today. You guys got an advantage here. You've learned a lot of helpful information, and that's what we're here for. And I also have a little lifestyle change message just for you. If you are a first-time home buyer and you want to use FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete a HUD-approved training workshop in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call REACH Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. REACH also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Did you hear that? Free, F-R-E-E, free of charge. Our trained counselors are there right now. I know there's a class going on at this very moment, so you might want to leave a message. They'll call you back. The number to call, 855-48-REACH. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, joining us on the phone right now, live from the Jupiter Jubilee, is Mike Gamberati. He is the district chairman of the 32nd Masonic District for the Child ID Program, and he's calling in with a special report. Mike, how are you?
Good, Alan. How are you? Thanks for having us.
We're doing great. What's going on up there today?
Oh, day! It's absolutely a wonderful event. It's a wonderful day. The sky is nice and blue, and it's nice and cool with a great breeze. We have some great live music. Some bounce houses, some demonstrations by the police department. Town of Jupiter is having a great, great time over here.
Right. This is their 13th year for putting on the Jamboree. It's up there at the community center, just on Military Trail, right?
Yep, 2000 Military Trail. It's open all day. We'll be here about 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. They're going to have to throw us out. We're having such a great time.
All right. Well, come on down here when you're done. Hey, what's the Child ID program all about?
The Child ID program is a free program for all parents who have children. What we do is we provide the parents with a comprehensive identification of their child, from their height, their weight, eye, hair color, any health considerations. And we also take video, fingerprints, and pictures of the child.
Well, you're not going to arrest them, are you?
No, no, we're not going to arrest them, but parents can use it to get their kids out of detention sometimes here.
No, actually, I'm sorry, we're clowning around. It's a serious thing. What is the purpose for the child ID?
Well, the purpose is to give the parents essentially a one-stop shop for information of their child. God forbid the child goes missing or any bad thing happens to the child. It's the one place where they can go and hand one document to the police and say, here's everything for my child.
Exactly.
Instead of rummaging around looking for most recent pictures and, I might have a hair follicle here or anything like that. They have everything in one spot. Now, I do want to stress, we do not keep any of the information. All the information that we collect from the child goes right back to the parent and is burned to a CD. The town of Jupiter Police Department doesn't have a copy. It doesn't get registered in any database for lost or missing children, and we don't keep anything.
It goes right to the parent. Is that correct?
It's absolutely right to the parent. If the parent does lose a CD, my contact information is in the CD, and they can always call me, and I will have come out to redo it for them. So
it's not
something I can just reproduce.
I was just going to say, the important part is you can't go to your computer and get a copy of it and say, here's another copy, because you destroy everything. And,
absolutely.
Exactly. And I know that the police department has actually checked you out up there and made sure that everything gets erased as soon as you burn the CD, correct?
Correct. I pitched the program about 3 years or so ago to Chief Kittrow here at the town of Jupiter, mm-hmm. and he looked at me and said, this is all well and good, but I need to worry about the safety of my community, and I would like to test your computers. And I handed my computer and said, here you go. And he just said, really? I was like, here you go.
Sure.
I'm very confident that we not keep anything. And sure enough, he gave it to his computer forensic department here, and 2 days later I got a call saying, you're absolutely right. We have an event next Saturday. Can you be there? Yes, I will.
That's fantastic.
And it's been a great relationship so far, and the town of Jupiter has been loving us ever since. They are very appreciative, and this is where it's almost our home base, so to speak. They have us back very often for their very many activities throughout the year.
Right. Now, that's not the only place you go. You'll go anywhere in Palm Beach County, right?
Yeah, we go as far south as the Palm Beach line down south and all the way up to Cuesta.
All right. Well, if you're not doing anything for the rest of the afternoon, folks, head on up to the Jupiter Civic Center there. 2000, you said? 2000 Military Trail?
Yeah, I think it's right behind the police department here in the town of Jupiter. I think it's 2000 North Military Trail or 200 North Military Trail.
All right.
But it's here at the police department. You can find it. It's the Jupiter Community Center.
Yep. And what do you charge for this?
This is free. Completely free for us. The whole program is free. The entire day here for the Jupiter Jubilee is all free. It's a wonderful thing that the town of Jupiter does for its residents.
That's perfect. Parents, this would be a perfect thing to do for your kids there, and it's safe, and it's compact, and it's easy to do. It doesn't take too much work. Mike, you've been great. Thanks for doing what you do. I know that I believe the chief of police up there is a Mason now, right?
He is. He is a member of the Jupiter Light Lodge right here in town of Jupiter.
Well, okay,
there
goes another secret. All right, thanks for joining us, Mike. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Alan.
All right, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thanks for spending your afternoon with us. A special shout-out to the future home buyers. This is your year to own a home. Seize the moment. Call Reach. Check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored, and you can take a look at our Home of the Week. Hat tip to Jim Bailey. Get well, brother. We know you want to. Check out our website, reachforhousing.org. See you next week.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't